Local Pros.
Oh, hi, Vernon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello, my dear.
Hi. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble with the $29 payment for your website hosting, and I didn't know
I shut this stuff down months ago,
like nine months ago,
right? So I had two cards on file.
Okay.
Right? My personal card and my business line.
Right.
So when I called them and I said, hey, you know, go ahead and not use my personal card anymore. Here's another, you know, my business account.
Right.
So we've rehosted with somebody else, right? And so the next thing you know, so the business card got shut off. So you guys just transferred that card to my personal account and kept running it.
Oh,
right? And I noticed it a long time ago. Yeah, I noticed it a long time ago, but I was kind of like, you know what? We're getting calls from it. It is what it is. That's no problem. So now that other account is now shut down. That's why you guys are missing that payment. But if you guys look at you guys' notes, like I turned this thing off, like, I think probably 8 months ago.
Well, the only note we have requesting a cancellation was from December of 2022. And
yeah,
that's when it said that you had called in to cancel, but they offered you the hosting for $29 a month and you had agreed to continue. And
no,
I see that
true.
The domain has not been transferred to a new company. So victoryawningsandblinds.net.
Yeah, because that company, we closed it.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say that's still on our domain, but you don't need it then if you already closed it.
No. That. And I've been paying you guys this whole time. You know, I saw all the money coming out of there, but it was kind of like, I'm still getting calls, so it is what it is. There's no problem.
Well, it said that, I guess back then, you wanted to keep the site, so I don't know what happened between then and 8 months ago, because I don't see a note from 8 months ago, which is weird, you know? Let me see if the billing changed, because you said that you gave them a business card at that time.
Business card?
Well, you said you gave them a different card because, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
So we were using,
No. I gave them a long time ago. So I signed up with you guys, like, I think it was like June or July.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then right around October, you know, I called them and said, hey, you know, let me give you another card for, you know, the file, the charge. Right, and that was like October.
So that was in October of the same year, meaning October of maybe 2022, right? And then from that date on, it stayed on the new card, you mean? Or it went back to the original?
No, it was on the new card in October. So then in December, I said, you know what, this is not really working for me. I'm gonna shut this company down, blah, blah. So here you go. Let's go ahead and just shut it off.
So, right? okay, I see.
I shut that account down. Right, mm-hmm. The business account, but then you guys couldn't get it through to the business account, so you guys just went right back to my personal account.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, you know what? I'm not supposed to cancel an account with a past due balance, but I hear everything that you're saying. I don't know why it wasn't notated from 8 months ago, you know, whoever, you know, made that switch. But I'll cancel it now, and you'll get a email within 15 minutes that it's been canceled. That way you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. No problem, Vernon. Have a good rest of your week, too, okay?
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.